Alaska's air taxi operators say the IRS has reinterpreted tax law for their industry, hitting some bush pilots with tax bills of up to $1 million. Alaska's federal lawmakers are asking the revenue office to back off until they get some answers about what the rules are. As APRN's Liz Ruskin reports, the unexpected burden is driving some air carriers into debt or out of business entirely.
The Alaska Air Carriers Association says the rules were written for this kind of travel.
Flight attendants, please prepare your doors for departure and cross-check.
But what if your flight is more like this? At issue is excise taxes, those sums you see on an airline ticket receipt just before the total. On an airliner, the passenger usually pays a tax of 7.5% of the price, plus $4 per flight, and the airline passes it along to the IRS. Sitka Air Service operator Scott Harris thought his Cessna 185 and de Havilland Beaver flights were exempt because the tax has an exception for small aircraft. But there's a catch, an exception to the exception. IRS publications say flights in small aircraft are taxable if they're on an established route, which the IRS defines as a route operated with some degree of regularity. Understanding or misunderstanding that term has cost Harris a pile of cash.
Some degree of regularity. This is a term that's used in the IRS world, meaning a place you go frequently, apparently.
In the summer, Harris is busy, and he does fly repeatedly to a number of destinations, a few communities, certain lodges, favorite spots for sports fishermen. He says he never imagined the excise tax applied to flights like that. Then, in 2011, he got audited. The IRS found he went to a few destinations with some degree of regularity over 3 years and hit him with a $250,000 bill. Harris says he's read the regulations and he's still astounded by the IRS interpretation.
For us, there was probably two paragraphs that cost me $250,000. And they're so vague. I don't know how anybody could read these and say, yep, going to a lodge in southeast Alaska, you gotta be taxed.
He considered appealing, but the IRS said that would open him up to greater scrutiny.
So the unveiled threat to me was, yeah, sure, appeal, go ahead. And then when we come back to check it again, we're going to look at everything your float planes do, everywhere they go, how often they go there, and we're going to go back 7 years. So imagine the dollar value to that. It's insurmountable.
Soon, he says, IRS enforcement officers were calling, asking for a list of his assets. Harris says that was it for him. He took out a loan and paid the full amount.
You know, we do government work here. We do lots of things. And I can't afford to have my name out there in public as being a tax evader with a tax bill and being levied. So there was no negotiating.
The IRS responded to questions for this story by emailing links to publications on its website. Alaska's U.S. Senators and Congressman Don Young have written joint letters to the IRS for 2 years. They say they've heard of IRS agents bullying air carriers while refusing them clear guidance. In 2012, the IRS did write a memo addressing a few scenarios bush pilots face, and it draws some interesting distinctions. It says carriers don't need to collect the tax for sightseeing on a small plane, even if they land for, say, bear viewing. But if they land to fish, the IRS says that's a taxable flight. At least it is the way many flight services sell it, by letting customers choose among several locales and offering to go every day. That, says the IRS, is some degree of regularity. Jane Dale of the Alaska Air Carriers Association says even after the 2012 memo, the regulations are too murky. Dale's group is urging the IRS to take a softer approach.
We would encourage education over audits. It would likely take less manpower by the agency. And with clear regulations, certainly groups like the Alaska Air Carriers Association would help educate and put that information out.
Jack Barber of Alaska Air Taxi on Lake Hood in Anchorage says his IRS audit 8 years ago hit like a thief in the night. He didn't have the $240,000 the service said he owed and instead filed for bankruptcy protection. Last he looked, the bill had climbed to over $800,000. Barber says the battle has cost him his financial security and, he says, his marriage.
It's about destroyed my life.
He says he still isn't sure when to collect the tax, but he's changed his business. He took down all the brochures that list his flight-seeing rates, lest those be seen as a schedule. And he tries not to fly anywhere with any degree of regularity. The term itself aggravates him.
It's an overreach on the IRS's part when they want to use the term of some degree of regularity. Because that's, I mean, that's just left of it. You know, if a comet come flying by Earth once a year, you might think that's some degree of regularity.
In a letter to Alaska's federal lawmakers in December, the acting IRS commissioner says the issue is under review. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.